Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, new insight into just how fast the Delta variant is spreading. We ask a Bay Area doctor, how worried should you be, even if you're vaccinated? Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Lynn Keyes. Thanks for joining us. New data from the CDC shows the Delta variant is much more contagious than previously thought. CBS News has confirmed a Washington Post report of an internal CDC document. It says the variant may spread as quickly as chickenpox.
New data that we've seen just in the last several days, but corroborated several times, is that if you are vaccinated and you are one of those rare breakthrough infections, you actually have the capacity to pass it to somebody else.
That document states the CDC must publicly acknowledge the war has changed. It argues the agency has struggled to persuade the public to embrace vaccination and preventative measures like mask wearing. We talked to a public health expert at UC Berkeley. He says we need to see the data that supports the CDC information on how the Delta variant spreads.
The bad news is that it means that fully vaccinated people, some of the fully vaccinated people, get infected, we'll see more breakthroughs. Those breakthroughs, yes, will be mild. They're not going to wind up in the hospital. And they may be able to transmit. So that means we're going to have to change our behavior a little bit.
And looking live at SFO, the spread of the Delta variant is top of mind for a lot of travelers right now. KPIX 5, Justin Andrews is there talking to people who are headed out of town this weekend.
Even with this Delta variant seeing a surge, it's still a very busy travel day here at SFO. It's top of mind for so many people. Some are scared, others cautiously optimistic.
Disturbing data about the Delta variant isn't stopping hundreds, if not thousands, of travelers at SFO.
I feel good.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel strong and healthy, vaccinated.
Let me tell you what, fully vaccinated, I'm feeling pretty confident in traveling today.
As travelers trickle in, the CDC reveals Delta spreads as easily as chickenpox, which is one of the most transmissible viruses out there. That data also finds Delta may be just as easy for vaccinated people to spread as the unvaccinated.
I'm a little bit nervous about it. I think it's coming back, and I feel like we all did our best in the first variant, and now because some of us aren't masked up, it's coming back again.
The CDC director says with each person infected with Delta, they can infect 8 or 9 others on average. That's alarming to medical experts.
This is what we're built to do. We're built to defend this stuff.
The best defense, the vaccine, doctors say.
As a scientist, I have full faith in the CDC, and I am a proponent for the vaccine.
You do the best you can.
And you think the best thing right now is to stay vaccinated, get vaccinated? Would you say that?
Absolutely, get vaccinated and wear a mask. I mean, keep us all safe.
Now, all of that new data you heard in my report there is the driving force behind the CDC, really just urging all Americans to wear a mask, regardless if you're vaccinated or not, indoors. At SFO, Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
And if you're planning to head to Vegas this weekend, a heads up for you, Nevada is now requiring masking up there. Another popular spot reinstating the mandate outdoors, Disneyland, regardless of your vaccination status. Besides traveling, people are also heading to concerts more and more now. Today, the Staples Center in Los Angeles will welcome fans back for the first concerts in more than 500 days. Safety measures have been upgraded. To go, you'll need to be vaccinated or have a negative COVID test within 72 hours of the event.
I don't believe, we should be worried. We have done a phenomenal job in ensuring the safety of our fans.
In Chicago, hundreds of thousands of people packed in at Lollapalooza last night. Similar requirements there. Attendees either had to have proof of vaccine or a negative COVID test to get inside. But scenes like this are raising health experts' concerns that big gatherings could become super spreader events. And we are just getting word now. The city of San Francisco will make a significant announcement about COVID and the Delta variant that's coming up around 1 o'clock. We will bring that to you streaming on CBSN through KPIX.com. President Biden met with several governors today to discuss wildfire prevention and response. This is just one element in the president's infrastructure plan. Governor Gavin Newsom attended the meeting, stressing the need for more resources and communication.
And the imperative that we're all on the same page in terms of those initial attack strategies. So forgive me for being long-winded, but I wanted to get those.
That's why we're doing this. I want to find out what's the greatest concerns you have. And I will, when this meeting is over, I will be on the phone to the Department of Defense and talking about the access to satellite capability.
Here's where our biggest wildfires stand right now. The Dixie Fire in the Sierra is still 23% contained, but has grown to 240,000 acres. South of Tahoe, fire crews are making progress on the Tamarack Fire, raising containment to 65% with more than 68,000 acres burned. To our weather now, some areas cooling off a bit as we head into the weekend. Meteorologist Darren Peck in for Mary Lee.
And this is one of them behind me, Lynn. That's Highway 24 from Lafayette's vantage point looking back towards the west out there. It has been sunny here since the sun came up. We never really got much of a marine layer over here. And it's been relatively warm for inland locations the last couple of days. Today is a little better, but I want to show you how it's going to improve over the next 5 days, because there is going to be a subtle improvement taking us into the weekend, but really more so into early next week. For today, it's 93 Concord, 95 Livermore, and the temperatures in the Bay pretty much right where they should be. Let's just spotlight those inland East Bay locations. Those have been really the focus for where the temperatures have been noticeably warm. 88 would be average for this time of year. It was 97 yesterday. Today, with any luck, we'll keep you at 93. And then watch that sloping orange line. Probably doesn't come down as much as we'd like for the weekend, but it does keep moving in the right direction. This is just 1 7-day. I'll check back in with you again for the complete forecast, and we'll take a look at the entire Bay Area and show you what you can expect for your part in just a bit. For now, Len, back over to you.
All right, Darren, thank you much. Just a short time ago in Contra Costa County, San Ramon City officials gave an update on the drought conditions and water-saving measures.
Zone 7 has not declared a water supply shortage. As you saw from the prior slide, Zone 7 anticipates being able to meet demands this year by pulling water out of storage.
They are asking customers to voluntarily conserve 15%. This aligns with Governor Newsom's request. And we just learned search teams will be back out in the Tri-Valley tomorrow to search for a missing jogger. It's been nearly 3 weeks since Philip Krychek went missing after he failed to return from a run at Pleasanton Ridge. The official search was called off, but tomorrow, Alameda County Sheriff's Office teams will look again and give an update. This afternoon, the CHP is investigating a deadly hit and run in Hayward that shut down part of 880 during the morning commute. This happened around 2:30 this morning. Video from that scene shows officers focusing their efforts on the car in the middle lane. It's not clear if officers have any leads on the suspected driver who took off. Police in San Jose are investigating yet another deadly crash involving a pedestrian. This one happened around 9 last night on Monterey Road and San Jose Avenue. Investigators say a man was crossing the street outside a marked crosswalk when a car hit him. He died at the hospital. The driver is cooperating with the investigation. To Capitol Hill now, where a bipartisan group of senators say they're close to finalizing the details of a $1 trillion infrastructure deal. They say a vote could come in a matter of days, but as Natalie Brand reports, there are still questions about a high-priced budget resolution from Democrats.
The group of bipartisan lawmakers known as the Problem Solvers Caucus expressed optimism that the physical infrastructure bill they're working on will pass.
We're not done yet, but we're going to get this baby across the finish line.
If what we vote on looks like what we've agreed upon, it will pass.
The framework for the bipartisan legislation includes roughly $1 trillion for projects including roads, bridges, and broadband.
President Biden says it also includes billions to prevent and respond to wildfires, something he discussed with a group of governors virtually on Friday.
It includes funding for prevention efforts like forest management.
But a timeline for a final vote is still uncertain. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said the House will not take up the infrastructure bill until the Senate passes a separate Democratic budget resolution through the process known as reconciliation, which does not require Republican support.
We need to be transformative in terms of how we go forward with infrastructure investments and reconciliation bills that truly meet families' needs.
The $3.5 trillion resolution would need the support of all Senate Democrats, but Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema signaled this week she doesn't support the current price tag. President Biden downplayed her reservations.
He's on board for passing
if, in fact, she sees all the pieces of it.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Senate remains on track to pass both the bipartisan bill and the budget resolution before lawmakers leave for August recess. Natalie Brandt, CBS News, the White House.
New at noon, the Justice Department is telling the Treasury to turn over former President Donald Trump's tax returns to Congress. This appears to end a long legal showdown over the records. During the Trump administration, Democrats sued for the taxes, saying they needed to look into whether Mr. Trump complied with tax law. Then Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin refused to turn them over, saying they were being sought for partisan reasons.